Are you sure you know how to operate a locomotive, Isaac? One way to find out. Isaac Bell stuffed his map, watch, and timetable into a satchel that held several pairs of heavy gloves, a bullseye lantern, and a fat copy of Grimshaw's Locomotive Catechism. Doug, Ron, Andy, Jack, and Larry crowded after him when he bounded out the door. New Haven's Little Italy had sprung up close to the rail yards. Locomotive whistles and switch engine bells were moaning and clanging their nightly serenade, and coal smoke sweetened the stench that the rubber factory wafted over the neighborhood when the padrone stepped out of his favorite restaurant. Belly full, head singing with wine, he stood a moment, cleaning his teeth with a gold pick. He strolled homeward along Worcester Street, acknowledging people's deferential Buonasera, Padrone, with haughty nods. He was almost to his rooming house when he saw Antonio Branco in the shadows of a burned-out lamppost. The Sicilian was sharpening a pencil with a pocket knife. The Padrone laughed. "What does a peasant who can't read need with a pencil?" "I learn." "Stupidaggine." Branco's eyes glittered left and right. There was a cop. To give him time to pass, he drew an American newspaper from his coat.